Describe this 30-person rapid response Ebola medical support team, I guess better late than never, and also how it will help prevent and protect in this country.
Well, this team is going to be on what we call prepare to deploy orders. There are about 20 nurses, 5 infectious disease experts, and 5 trainers. They're going to get down to Texas for some training this week so that they have all the protocols in place and they know what to do in the preparations. Then they're going to be put on this prepare to deploy order status where they can be ready in about 72 hours. That period will last for 30 days, so we'll be on that ready status for about 30 days to go assist civilian medical authorities anywhere in the country that might need them.
Admiral, it's Richard Haass. Can you explain how is it possible legally for U.S. Armed Forces to take on the sort of role you're describing within the United States, given the so-called posse comitatus rules and what they're allowed to do within our territory?
Sure. We actually do have the legal authorities to do this. This isn't going to violate posse comitatus, which is a law enforcement role. This is nothing more than potential support, and I stress potential support to civilian medical authorities, if and only if they ask for that. But there's no violation of posse comitatus. The Northern Command commander has the authorities that he needs to get this team ready to go.